from the Triple M studios.
Wait for it.
This is the Marty Shigold Show.
Here we go.
G'day, Shigsy.
Now we're going to bring you up to date.
Top six.
Yeah.
One of the great segments. Just a snapshot of the day. We may talk about these more through the show, or we may not.
It's just the headlines.
It's just something to get you going.
Yeah.
You know, you're in the car thinking, I wonder what the top six at six is today. Well, let's go through it together. Number one, top six at six, PM cops middle finger to the face.
He sure did.
Was that from his partner?
No.
No.
From a man.
I couldn't remember her name.
From his partner.
I can tell.
Jenny.
Is that from his partner? Matthias?
No, just a man walking past him.
Really? Bang. Just gave it a bit of bang.
Yeah.
Not happy.
Right in his face too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Not happy with a vaccine rollout maybe.
Well, fair jab. Number two, Daniel Andrews admits he won't be back at work until at least June as he recovers from a fractured spine after falling on a set of slippery stairs.
Oh, that's a long time, isn't it?
You saw a photo of him in his casuals over the weekend.
Yes.
And you weren't happy with it.
I didn't like that photo.
Just T-shirt at the kitchen bench and not as premier-like as you would have.
I love Ben Andrews, but I don't want to see him in like that.
Daggy dad. Daggy dad mode.
He's in recovery mode. That's fair enough.
I know.
So June, what are we now? April. Also, he's going to have another 6 weeks off.
Yeah, because it's been at least 6 weeks. I think it's been longer than 6 weeks.
Well, it was originally going to be six, so he's going to end up having a good few months off, isn't he?
Yeah. He was away for the long weekend, wasn't he, when he slipped?
Yes, he was.
Yes, so it's been a long time. It's a pretty serious injury, though. Yeah. It takes a long time to recover from that sort of thing.
If you're weak, it does. Number three.
I hope you don't stand on a slippery stair on your way home from work today.
I hope I do. Megan did her bit for Prince Philip's funeral by sending note and wreath made by same florist used for Archie's christening.
Oh,
okay. Guys.
Oh, that's Megan, right.
Yeah,
okay.
Megan, okay.
Oh, God.
Let's not talk about her ever again.
What a dunce. Number four, Mercedes pair rage after ugly crash as Max Verstappen claims crazy Imola Grand Prix.
I don't know what that means, but I didn't have a lot for this segment.
No, that's okay. No, that's okay. People will understand that.
So, something about race cars.
Yeah,
someone
Mercedes.
Will know what that means.
Mercedes guys. Number five, 13 million UK viewers tuned in to watch Prince Philip's funeral, 2 million more than Harry and Meghan's Oprah interview.
Nice surprise.
Nice. Number six, at the top six at six, wife's bombshell cheating vid rocks maths.
What?
That's the end of the maths chat.
Yep. What's on
the back page? Let's do this for KO. Sport lives here. Stream over 50 sports live and on demand. If you're new to KO, you can start your 14-day free trial. Do it today.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Go KO.
Go KO.
What do you got, buddy?
Round five of the AFL season has been run and won.
I didn't see much of it over the holidays.
You didn't?
No. I was eating and drinking.
North have been good.
What do you do best?
North are having a wonderful year.
They weren't too bad yesterday against Geelong.
They weren't too bad the weekend before either for about three quarters.
Yeah, no, that was – it was the Good Friday game.
Was it?
I'm not sure now. But anyway, Sunday's results, Fremantle knocked over Adelaide in a good contest over at Adelaide Oval by 2 goals.
Yes.
Melbourne are now 5-0. They defeated Hawthorn by 50 points at the MCG, put on a quarter four clinic.
Yeah, Melbourne, go Melbourne.
And Geelong defeated North, as we just mentioned, by 5 goals.
Yeah.
So speaking of the Demons.
Are you mentioning the AFLW Grand Final at any point?
Well, it's a bit old news now.
Is it?
It happened on Saturday.
It was Saturday, wasn't it?
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
I'm running through Sunday's results. Of course, Brisbane upsetting Adelaide Oval.
Oh, that was an upset, was it?
Oh, absolutely.
Was it?
Oh, they were heavy, heavy favourites, the Adelaide Crows.
Adelaide Crows.
Yeah, so the Brisbane Lions AFLW side hadn't won a premiership to that point. They were 0-2 in grand finals.
Oh, so they'd been to 2 grand finals previously.
Yeah.
My knowledge of the AFLW is appalling.
Limited, So congratulations to the Brisbane girls.
Well done, Brisbane ladies.
Yeah.
The Melbourne Demons, back on the men's side of things, they're going to welcome back Stephen May, who fractured his eye socket, Bailey Fritch with a hand injury, and then Ben Brown and Sam Wiedemann kicked 10 goals between them in the VFL on the weekend.
Did they?
So they're running pretty well, the Demons, at the moment, and they're only going to welcome back some more firepower. Simon Goodwin is pretty happy with the team selection pressure.
It's just a fantastic problem to have, and it's one that we didn't think we'd have at the start of the year, you know, and, you know, through the period that we went through at the end of last season. So the emergence of Jacko and Tom's form is making it really hard for selection, and it's a great problem to have.
Real life of the party, Simon, isn't it?
Good coach.
He's always having a laugh.
Yeah.
Looks like he's enjoying his footy.
Yeah. I'm glad for him.
Why wouldn't
you? He's been under pressure in the past.
Yeah.
Now things are going his way.
I can tell.
Melbourne take on Richmond Anzac Day Eve this Saturday, which is going to be just about
Melbourne,
the game of the season.
Richmond on what, the Friday or the Saturday, you said?
Yeah, Saturday night ahead of Anzac Day on Sunday.
That'll be a belter.
That's going to be a belter. And hopefully crowds are going to be quite big come this weekend.
Back to capacity.
They're thinking full capacity. It hasn't been confirmed as of yet. Our Melbourne Storm.
Yeah, your Melbourne Storm, mate. Josh Addo-Carr turn up for them on the weekend?
Come on.
He didn't turn up here.
He never will after that.
So unfair.
Well, Harry, not coming back.
They defeated Sydney 20-4 on Friday night. Harry Grant putting on a clinic for the Storm.
Yeah.
So just his fourth game for the club. He was with the West Tigers on loan last year.
That's right.
And now there are commentators that think Melbourne have their new big three, along with Pappenhausen and Munster. Here's a highlight from that game.
And then straight from dummy half. Yes, he's part of the big three. His papers have been stamped.
Stamped.
Yeah.
So that's very exciting for the Storm.
I couldn't be more excited for them.
Good young
player.
I'd
be more excited if I met one of them in here.
And we touched on the high jump record. This is worth revisiting.
Yeah, this is crazy.
So in Rio in 2016, 197 centimetres was enough for the gold medal.
Yep.
On Sunday in Sydney, Nicola McDermott, the Australian, cleared the 2-metre barrier, the first Australian woman to do so.
Right, so other women have done it. No, not to take away from her, but it's an Australian record.
It's an Australian record.
Which is so astounding. 2 metres.
It's amazing.
2012 and 2008, the gold medal jump was 205. So there's a chance.
So somebody's gone 5 centimetres higher.
Yeah. There's a chance that it might still just be out of her reach, but it's a big effort. And hopefully we see Nicola doing well in Tokyo later this year.
Oh, absolutely. Can't wait for Tokyo.
The Marty Shergold Show. Mucking around, having a bit of fun. Triple M.